You're listening to SBS News.
Rideshare pioneer Uber has been stripped of its London operating licence for the second time in just over 2 years, with the city's regulator, Transport for London, saying that the app was not fit and proper, having put passenger safety at risk. London's Mayor Sadiq Khan says TfL has made the right decision.
There have been at least 14,000 journeys where unauthorised drivers have been driving people across London. So these are people who, if you're Uber user, you've got into a car thinking driver A is driving you, but it's not driver A, it's somebody else. Separately, TfL have discovered that there have been examples where drivers who've had their license suspended or dismissed have manipulated Uber's system to carry on driving people around, and that's taken a real risk with Londoners' safety and security.
TfL says unauthorised drivers were able to upload their photos to others' accounts, so they appeared to be legitimate customers. Mr. Khan says Uber has shown a pattern of failures on safety and security.
TfL's job as the regulator is to make sure operators and drivers are fit and proper. And I stand by TfL because our priority's got to be the safety and security of Londoners. And what is clear to me is that's been compromised by the way Uber's operating.
Uber first lost its licence in 2017, but was granted two extensions, the most recent of which expired on Monday. Jamie Hayward, who is Uber's UK head, told the BBC that the firm will appeal TfL's decision and will continue to operate during the 21-day appeal process.
TfL's decision today to not renew our licence in London is exceptional and wrong. So it's a decision that we're going to challenge. And in the interim, whilst the challenge is going on, I just want to reassure riders and drivers that the service will continue to operate as usual.
London is one of Uber's top five markets globally, and it has about 45,000 drivers in the city. Mr. Hayward says the percentage of drivers who were cheating the system is tiny.
It related to 43 drivers who had come on the app and had exploited a vulnerability that allowed them to swap their photo with a friend. And then for the friend to drive on Uber. So what that meant is as soon as we discovered it, so we discovered it in May, we notified TfL immediately. So we were the ones who notified them. We also, for every single one of the 43 drivers, we stopped them taking trips on the app. We then implemented a technical fix that closed the vulnerability.
A decision from a magistrate's court could take several weeks or even months, and Uber is likely to be able to continue to operate during this period on top of the 21-day appeal period. There's no love lost between London's traditional black cab drivers and Uber. The Unite Union, which represented black cab drivers, says Uber drives down standards and creates a race to the bottom, which is not in the best interests of professional drivers or customers. Black cab driver Michael Steele has welcomed TfL's decision.
I mean, I just think it's the right thing to do, that they shouldn't get their licence back for one thing because of not paying tax, or the proper tax, like the rest of us black cab drivers do. So, yeah, I mean, I just think the right decision should be not to get their licence.
There's been a mixed reaction from London residents. London-based student Jodie Crystal from Canada is disappointed.
I think it's a shame. I mean, everyone that I know uses it, and I don't know much about it, truthfully, so I don't know the reasons why they've decided it. But I'm from Vancouver, and they've just decided to get Uber, and I know like everyone at home is so excited because it just makes everything a bit more accessible, I think.
Sadiq Khan says he's all for innovation and the use of technology, but he says safety should still be paramount.
I'm really keen for London to be a hotbed for innovation, for new technologies, for new businesses to come, but you've got to abide by the rules. And what's clear is Uber's policies and their practices means that passenger safety is being compromised.
Are you out to get Uber?
Not at all. I'm somebody who's been saying for the last 3.5 years, London is open. London's open to business, to innovation, to technology. What's important, though, is you abide by the rules. Look, I appreciate many Uber users will be disappointed by this decision, but the paramount concern of TfL and me must be passenger safety and security. And Uber will appeal, I'm sure, and I'll be saying things a hunky-dory. They said the same thing, by the way, 2 years ago, and they'd admitted at the door of the courts that actually they'd made serious mistakes, serious errors, and even the magistrate accepted that TfL were right last time to refuse Uber their license.
Uber says its business, revenue and operating results would be adversely affected if it can't operate in London, along with the impact of adverse publicity about any termination or non-renewal. Alan Lee, SBS News.